Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I'm Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for July 10th, 2020. Let's talk TV streaming. We have two pieces for TV streaming. First up is, I feel like everyone knows this at this point, but I had to put it in because we talk about this show a lot. It's Sabrina, the Chilling of Adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, got canceled. So when we get the final set, is that what they're calling it? The final season is coming out later this year at some point, very likely around Halloween, because that's kind of how they do. That's going to be it. That's going to be the last of it. Now, what remains to be seen, because anyone who's talking about this, who is associated with the project, has not said if this was expected. They've all just been talking about how great their experience was on set and so on and so forth. So, we don't know if this was planned. So if this was planned, if Berlanti and company, I can't remember Greg's the guy who created the show, and is Berlanti's just producing it, but the Greg something, I can't think of his name. If they planned ahead for this, if they knew this was coming, then we will get a cathartic, you know, proper end to the series, at which point it's kind of 4 years is more than most series get on Netflix. So that's a plus, I guess. It sucks, and everybody's being really upset about it. All the fan base, at least, is quite upset about it. There's actually a petition, which I signed. I'll see if I can find the link. I didn't have it when I went to, because I didn't copy paste it when I signed it. But it's definitely exists. It was over 13,000 signatures when I signed it. It still has a little bit of time before it expires. So I'll see if I can find the link and put it down in the show notes. Just a bummer day. So there's a theory that Netflix has this thing with 30 episodes. Once you get past 30 episodes, you're done-ski. Stranger Things is a thing. They have a couple of series that have gone longer than 30 episodes. But by and large, I think that's a fair analysis of the way Netflix does original programming. I don't think that's a wise business decision, because I feel like this was one of the big shows that a lot of people were watching, at least from my perspective. Maybe I just surrounded myself with people who really liked it. I don't know. But I dug it, so it kind of sucks. And we're moving on. Next, and finally for TV streaming, we are talking about the new Batwoman casting. So the new Batwoman is going to be played by actress I hope I'm saying this correctly. I apologize if I'm not. Javisha Leslie. I don't know. I apologize again for mispronouncing it, because I know I did. But she is going to be the new Batwoman. She's going to be Riley, whatever, the character that they're creating for the series. That hopefully is amazing, but, you know, it still remains to be seen. Her only major acting credit before this is a show called God Friended Me. It's on CBS. It was on CBS up until quarantine, and now it's kind of in limbo. And since she's signed on to do this, maybe it's been canceled. That was kind of not made clear, but that is who our new Batwoman is. And I mean, let's see what happens, man. Now we are talking about movie news. And first up is a really fun one. Do you remember an actress named Tani Stronach? Or Stronach? I think it's Stronach. If you don't, then I don't fault you. You're either not young enough, or not old enough, rather, or you just didn't know that the Childlike Empress name of the actress who played the Childlike Empress in Neverending Story was Tammy Stronach. Well, she's now going to be in a second movie 25, 30 years later. So she and Sean Austin and Rhea Perlman and Christopher Lloyd and Jim Henson's Creature Factory, are going to be making another movie in the same vein as those kind of lower budget 80s fantasy films like The Neverending Story, which is kind of freaking awesome. The name of the movie, I'm totally burying the lead here, name of the movie is Man and Witch. The Stronach will be the star. She is going to be presumably the witch. Sean Astin is going to be a voice for one of the creatures. Christopher Lloyd, very likely as well. Rhea Perlman, I couldn't make heads or tails if she was going to be on screen or just a voice. Either way, Jim Henson, 80s fantasy, yes please, moving on. Now we're talking about the Schumacher cut. That's right, we're talking about Schumacher cut in the news, not in the rumors, because apparently it actually freaking exists. Yes, that is correct. We have Joel Schumacher's 170-minute cut of Batman Forever. It has come out in the last couple of days that, yes, this cut actually does exist. There is presumably footage or most of the existence of it somewhere in a can in the Warner Brothers vault. And we're probably never going to see it, according to some producers. That's a little bit strong language. I feel like if the quarantine situation continues much longer, then we're going to see everything they're hiding from us in that vault. But and this will be probably top of the pile, I'm sure, because the noise that was made about the Snyder Cut and the noise that is now being starting to be made about the Ayer Cut, I can only imagine the Schumacher Cut, because that movie was almost as much of a disappointment as the Justice League. I can only imagine that the fervor, and it's been sitting in the can longer, so the fervor for that movie will probably grow to at least enough of a fever pitch that eventually they'll say, okay, we'll release it on HBO Max. I can't say that for certain. I'm assuming a lot here. We're moving on next. We're talking now about Comic-Con at home. The schedule has been released. You can check the show notes. I have a link to the most relevant pieces. I think it actually is the entire schedule. Go check it out, though, because it looks pretty freaking awesome. Some notable things about this are Marvel, Disney Marvel specifically, because Marvel Comics is going to be there, but Disney Marvel is not, so we're not going to be seeing anything from the MCU. We're also not going to be seeing anything from DC. I didn't see, if they had any DC comic book stuff on the schedule, but definitely not any DCEU Warner Brothers stuff, which makes freaking sense because DC is doing their own digital convention next month. So yeah, that is what it is. That's all we've got on that. Next, we're moving over to the Halloween movies, the third and fourth, or the second and third, or however you want to look at it. The Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends. We got it's a schedule change for them again. They both got moved back a year each, so we will now be seeing Halloween Kills in October of 2021, October 15th to be specific, and then Halloween Ends will now be released on October 14th of 2022. Even though we just got our first teaser for Kills, it just this whole quarantine thing is totally just throwing off everybody's mojo, man. That's all we have on that one. And now we're talking about a piece that is very likely going to be changing the way we view how movies are made during quarantine specifically. The movie is Malcolm and Marie. Zendaya, who is Mary Jane, MJ, I guess, more specifically, in the current run on Spider-Man. And she's, you know, a Disney name, and she's done things, and The kids know her. Zendaya hit up her director for the show that she's currently doing called Euphoria, director Sam Levinson, and she said, hey, since everything's shut down, do you think we can maybe do a movie on a smaller scale? Levinson cranked out a script in just a couple of days, and then they filmed it over the course of approximately 2 months, it sounds like. So what they did is actually insanely tedious, and dedication to your craft. I don't care if this movie is terrible. So many props go out to everyone involved with this because of they are so dedicated to making art, to making these things that we call beautiful, that they sat in quarantine. The whole cast, crew, everyone involved with this, even the freaking chef who was making the food for them, because they could not bring in food from outside and without going through all these crazy hoops. So the way they kind of sort of circumvented that, I mean, the chef had to get food brought to him to make for the people, like the raw ingredients, but still very minimal contact with the outside world for 2 weeks. Everyone was tested at the beginning of this quarantine period, and everyone was tested again at the end of this quarantine period, and they did nothing for 2 weeks. The entire, I don't know if I can get this through to you, the entire cast and crew did this. That is amazing. And then they filmed their movie again with, they found a place in very rural California. It's a house that sat on, I believe, something like 35 acres. And they filmed this movie with a small staff. There were no more than 12 people on set at any given time, including crew and cast members and the director and producers and so on and so forth. So incredible, incredible dedication to this. And then they went through another quarantine period on the way out of this project. So there's so much more hoops that they jumped through for this. Like I don't have the time to cover it in whole, because, you know, then the episode would be like an hour long. So just incredible, man. Incredible. Malcolm and Marie, again, is the name of this movie. I don't know when it's going to come out. Hopefully it comes out soon. It's probably going to go to video on demand in some respect. And this is definitely going to be worth our time again, just because of the dedication this cast and crew had to their art, man. All the props. It's rumor time, baby. Rumors. We have Tron 3. Tron 3 is reportedly going to be happening. They've been talking about doing this since the release of Tron Legacy. It's gone through. We've talked about it in previous episodes. If you're new to the channel, you're new to the show, you probably haven't heard it, because it's been a while since we've talked about Tron 3, and it's gone through so many different iterations. This time, though, the new rumor is that Jared Leto is being eyed to play the lead somehow, and it is legitimately going to be a continuation of the story we got in Tron 1 and Tron Legacy. So I don't know how that all plays together, but it's a rumor, so who cares? Next. Oh, and as for validity, because this is so ongoing, because we do have word from Disney upper up saying that, yes, we are working on something to do with Tron 3, whether or not it actually happens very much remains to be seen. Then, yeah, I can believe that. As for the Jared Leto aspect of this, sure. I don't know why there's any reason to not believe they would be looking at Jared Leto. He's a good actor, and he's done some great things for Disney, so why wouldn't they continue doing that? Unless he's got an exclusivity contract with Warner Brothers, we don't know that. We're moving on. Okay, next we are talking about the Pirates reboot. This one is very likely. Pirates, the reboot of Pirates of the Caribbean, we've been talking, they've been going back and forth, will it, won't it have Johnny Depp? Apparently, according to this rumor, the deciding factor is going to be his legal battle, because, yeah, that kind of makes sense. If it comes out that he wins his legal case, then he will be in the movie. If he loses to Amber Heard, then he won't be in the movie. Yeah, this makes sense. They don't want to be closely associated with some negative legal press like that. So yeah, I have every reason to believe this is true. Next, we have The Fly. A new sequel is in the works, presumably, according to the rumors, going to be ignoring all of the other, I think the other two sequels. I'm pretty sure there were two sequels to the Jeff Goldblum Fly. The first one was his kid, and I don't remember what the second one was, because they were both garbage. So this one is saying that they are working on a new one, and that Jeff Goldblum is going to be returning. For that reason alone, this one doesn't have any legs, because if you saw that version of The Fly, then you know that's impossible. So I don't know why people start rumors like this. But yeah, this one's very likely not going to be happening. And then our final rumor is Labyrinth. Labyrinth 2 is rumored to be giving David Bowie a posthumous acting credit. They're going to be putting his face on a CGI body, much like they did with Grand Moff Tarkin in Rogue One. I can see this happening as well. Who will voice David Bowie? How they will get a voice out of that character? Very much remains to be seen. That was not covered in the rumor. But this one, this one is definitely, I'm like 75% sure if this happens, that if Labyrinth 2 makes it to the screen, that it will have some sort of David Bowie in it. And that's what we got for rumors, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com to subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want the full news show plus much more nerdy action on YouTube, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Music reviews and other nerdy things, Comic-Con coverage, so on and so forth. So join me over there. Thank you once again, nerds, for listening, and we'll see you next time.